Number 23, unload your mind before going to sleep. Very simply, all throughout the day, we have a myriad number of things that go through our mind. We have interactions with people. We have ideas that come to us. We have things we're worried about for the next day. We have things we're worried about. Sometimes just stuff that happens and we don't know how to get it out. And a lot of these things are going to affect your sleep, the quality of the sleep. And we can get into nutrition and all that. But at this instance, it's give your mind a bit of a mind dump before you go to bed. And there's people that journal, and there's people that talk it out, and there's people that do all sorts of different things. But it's a matter of getting that out of here and into the world so that your mind can rest, it can recuperate. It's kind of like when we go all the way back to day 7 when we talked about meditation. It's about allowing everything to integrate. And if we give it that little bit of a brain dump before we go to bed, it's going to help us organize our thoughts. It's going to give us that ability to rest a little bit more. It's going to get some of the stuff out of the back of our head so that it's not interrupting our sleep. We won't be waking up in the middle of the night just worried about different things. It'll be more that we can focus on our underlying health, longevity, and well-being. Now, it's a bit of a brain dump. It's sort of getting the stuff out. And this isn't even stuff you have to tell people. Say you had an incident, you ran into somebody, or somebody cut you off in traffic, and it's just writing you. Well, just write that down. And it's an old thing from my father. He said, just write it down, get it out of your head, get it onto paper. And when you've gotten it all out, just take it up, crumple it up, and throw it away. You never need to look at it again. And it doesn't mean it's gone. It doesn't mean that problems are solved. But at least you got it out of here and you got it onto paper. At least you got it out of here so that this doesn't have to sit and worry about it. It can focus on integrating. It can focus on coordinating everything in your body. It can focus on giving you a quality night's rest. And remember, I talked about sleep and you know, having quality even more than quantity. This is about adding to that quality. This is about making sure we don't age before our time, because these things that are in our head do weigh us down. And that's going to affect your spinal posture. That's going to affect your overall expression, your interaction with other people. It's going to affect your ability to go out and work out. You're going to make different decisions when you eat. It's going to give you mental fog and fatigue. And those are the instances where we don't think so much about enhancing ourselves financially, and we end up with a spiritual disconnection. And usually it hurts our relationships if we're not sleeping well. So unload your mind before you go to sleep. And sometimes it's talking it out, sometimes it's writing it out. But as my wife said, make certain you go to sleep organized. Get the chaos out and get a little bit of order and organization in. Because your brain is going to thrive on that. It's going to feed on that. And who knows, maybe you'll get something out of your head and it'll spur a bunch of creative ideas that you'll be able to get out and make use of the next day. And perhaps that thing that's been holding you back is suddenly going to come out, or you're going to get the block out of there and you're going to be able to take off and just get stuff done. And those physical symptoms that are coming by you having that ride you and not getting quality sleep are suddenly going to diminish to the point where your body's working at a little bit more efficiency and efficacy. So unload your mind before you go to sleep, be it with a journal, be it with a discussion, be it making a recording and sending it out to the world, be it with any type of things, but make sure there's a physical thing. Don't just talk quietly to yourself. Get it out of your head. And I find that writing by hand is one of the wisest ways, because that's going to stimulate the motor sections of the brain, and it's going to be able to get things moving and integrating. And then once you've got all that out, follow all the other little pieces that you can think about in order to make sure you're getting a quality night's sleep, and then go sleep. Let your brain integrate. Let your brain rest a little bit and keep the electronics away from you, just to add a little bit more effect to that phone, TV, and everything else, as we talked about earlier.